SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hostilities commenced shortly after a short truce expired between Israel and Hamas, both sides blaming the other. Marsha Blackburn says several things are key when it comes to U.S. support for Israelis' war effort.
Make certain that we continue to support Israel, that we support Israel's ability to defend themselves and their people, and that we continue the military sales program that we have had with them.
Among the many indicators, Blackburn says it proves the UN should never be allowed to oversee Gaza once the war comes to a close. The Tennessee Republican was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Thousands of people woke up in homes without electricity in the greater Seattle area Saturday morning after a night of rain and wind. Some 17 outages in the Seattle City Lights outage map, and Puget Sound said nearly 5,000 of their customers were impacted. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. health officials have updated the early onset of winter viruses.
Federal health experts say flu is picking up steam, while RSV lung infections that can hit kids and older people hard may be peaking. COVID-19, though, continues to cause the most hospitalizations and deaths among respiratory illnesses, about 15,000 hospitalizations and about 1,000 deaths every week. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As for the flu season, seven states were reporting high levels of flu-like illnesses in early November. The tally was up to 11 states, mostly in the South and Southwest. I'm Norman Hall.
A report from an environmental consultant says high levels of mercury and other contaminants are being removed from a vacant Chicago lot where a tent camp housing some 2,000 migrants is planned. Local residents have been protesting the project, saying it doesn't meet zoning requirements. This is SRN News. Religious freedom issues are being raised in Ukraine.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion officially becomes part of Ohio's Constitution on December 7th, a month after voters approved the amendment. But how soon the impact of the new law is felt remains unclear. Existing abortion-related lawsuits are moving again through the courts now that voters have decided the issue, raising questions about implementation. The amendment did not repeal any existing Ohio laws. Democrat lawmakers already moving to repeal the state's heartbeat law. This is SRN News. Senator Rand Paul may have saved a colleague's life.
Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, was choking on food during a luncheon when fellow Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky performed the Heimlich maneuver on her. The incident occurred Thursday during a closed-door Republican lunch in the Capitol. Shortly after, Ernst posted on social media to thank Paul, who formerly worked as an eye doctor. Ernst joked that she was choking on woke policies. She was seen walking in the Capitol after the incident, and senators said they were grateful Paul was ready to help her. Keith Peters reporting.
Philadelphia City Council passed legislation to ban ski masks in some public spaces. Supporters of the measure say it will increase public safety amid high violent crime, but opponents argue it will unfairly target people without proof of any wrongdoing. The legislation passed on Thursday now goes to Democrat Mayor Jim Kenney. More at SRNNews.com.